My name is Natalie Tavidian, and I'm a reporter at KNX News in Los Angeles, California. And this is the first episode of a six-part series marking the one-year anniversary of the fires that changed so many lives across Southern California, including mine. As this anniversary approached, I felt this pull to look back, not just at what happened, but at how it changed me, how it changed my family, and why telling this story has been the only way I've known how to process it. For most of my career, I've covered fires as breaking news. Smoke, evacuations, loss. I thought I understood devastation. But this story turned out to be more than burned walls. My parents, Armenian immigrants from Lebanon, settled in Pasadena in the 1980s. The house that burned was the home they built, their dream, the place where I took my first steps, where my brother and I grew up, where our family became a family. You know the saying, if only these walls could talk? Well, they held so many memories. We lost my dad a few years ago, and then we lost the home he poured his life into. This series follows what came next, how my brother and I are trying to rebuild not just a house, but our family home, especially for our mom. You'll hear about the challenges nobody prepares you for, the waiting, the uncertainty, and why 1 year later, we still haven't broken ground. This is a story about grief without a timeline, about resilience, about family. This is Rising from the Ashes.
I can't believe it's been a year. And it's been a rough year. I have a friend that just texted me and said, "Allow yourself to feel it first as a victim. You're not just a reporter here. You're also a person who's deeply affected by this story." At the moment, just even thinking about the fact that it's been 1 year since the LA fires, I thought I was desensitized to telling the story. Telling the story became part of my healing process. But going back and listening to the moments where I was on air as both a victim and a reporter, that hit me hard. Reliving this past year is important. This is episode one, The Day the Fire Found Me. After a year, I thought I was desensitized to telling the story of the LA fires. When you cover enough of them as a reporter, the smoke, the interviews, the devastation, it becomes part of the job. And yes, we do this job with empathy and we can empathize with people. But it is my job. Or at least, I told myself that. But the question that changed everything for me was, what do you do when the fire you're covering stops being a story and starts becoming your life? This is the day the fire found me. And now as I'm sitting here recording this, I'm realizing that it hurts in ways I didn't expect. I thought I was numb to it. I thought I had processed it all, but I hadn't, not really. And I have a feeling that a lot of other people who were displaced or lost their home or know someone very close to them who lost their home might be feeling the same. My morning started just like any other day. I called my editor. I got my assignment. Well, actually, I got called in early that day because we knew that there was a fire in the Palisades. So I was on my way to Malibu to cover the Palisades fire. in full reporter mode, coordinating live hits, grabbing interviews, listening to traffic, and doing what I always do. I saw the smoke, felt the smoke, I got the details from the fire department, and I was capturing what so many people were feeling, which was fear. This is a clip from one of my live interviews talking to people who were just feeling so uncertain about where to go, what to do.
Right now I'm just kind of in shock.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And plans to go?
Hotel, and then come up with a plan tomorrow.
Hopefully, I talked to so many people that day who were living in the unknown. And after a couple hours of covering the evacuation, the cars backed up, people leaving their cars and trying to get to safety, seeing all of that, I got a call saying, Pasadena, Altadena, fire. And of course, my heart dropped and I told my editor, I know this area like the back of my hand. Send me. And I meant it. But for the first time in my career, that urgency wasn't just breaking news. It wasn't journalistic. It was personal. I call my brother. I call my mom. She wasn't picking up the phone. I called my cousins. I was trying to get in touch with my mom so she could drive to Altadena and save my grandmother. My mom didn't see a fire behind our home, so she just left with the clothes on her back. She went to rescue grandma. And I got in touch with my brother. He was at work in downtown LA. And he said, Nat, this is serious, huh? And I said, yes, this is no joke. I'm getting photos from neighbors. Our dog is home. I'm still on the clock. I'm racing to my home in Pasadena to rescue my dog. And my brother gets in a car accident that day as he's rushing home from work. I made a detour. I picked him up. And again, we are racing home. It took a little over an hour to get from Malibu to Pasadena. Getting out of Malibu was probably one of the scariest moments of my career. Later on, I would do some EMDR therapy to desensitize myself to that moment. But after hearing Pasadena, Altadena fire, and telling my editor to send me to that area, that's my old stomping grounds. I know that place like the back of my hand, send me. Getting out was very difficult. I had this moment of driving on PCH where I look to my left and very close to the road, you see the flames burning, shooting up. And my biggest fear was that it would hit a pole and that it would land on me. So there was a lot of fear in that moment that I didn't even know I was feeling as I was covering it, as I was racing home while still working, while not knowing if my mom and my brother were safe, while not knowing how quickly this new fire in Altadena and Pasadena, how quickly that was spreading. I didn't know anything except that I needed to get there. When we arrived, I picked my brother up. We were in the same car. We immediately picked up our dog, put her in the car, and there was so much wind that day that I was afraid that one of us could get hurt. So I had two hard hats in my car. I gave one to my brother, and I put one on myself. My mom wasn't home. She had left to go rescue grandma. The adrenaline I was feeling was really making things feel very unreal. I was in both survival mode and reporter mode. KNX is a 24/7 radio news station. I was doing live hits every 30 minutes.
Natalie Tavidian, she's out on the lines as well. Natalie, what can you tell us?
Brian, I could tell you that this is probably the most difficult fire for me to cover because right now it's near my childhood neighborhood.
Getting interviews from anybody I could find to do a quick life hit.
Get out of the house.
All the important paperwork that we have, some childhood photos, some of my, you know, favorite shoes.
And to go back in the house and take what I can. There were embers flying everywhere. The sky looked wrong. The neighborhood was so quiet, and there was ash falling like dirty snow. When we put our hard hats on, we have some extra boxes outside. I tell my brother, what would we always say growing up if there were ever fires on these mountains? What's the one thing we need to rescue? And those were photo albums. I grew up with my mom and dad taking lots of photos and lots of videos. We started loading up boxes and boxes of photo albums. I think we were able to take about 70% of our photo albums and a lot of the videos. We had to keep our door locked because the wind was so heavy. It was howling, it was swinging open, and the car was locked. The front door had to stay locked, and there's video of us dragging these boxes out with hard hats on and the wind flying everywhere. Like, you could see us putting off embers off our grass. I don't know if at the moment I was thinking, is this the last time I'm ever going to see this place the way I remember it? My mom called me, and she had gotten to a close family friend's home of ours with my grandmother, and she was safe there, and she couldn't come back up to rescue anything from the home, and she asked me to grab a couple boxes from her bedroom. And I said, I'm backing out of the driveway already, but I ran inside. I got a couple more things for her. And I had childhood diaries, a childhood blanket I cared about. I just couldn't find it in that moment. I was just grabbing what I could. So my brother ended up leaving. I continued to work that night. I drove down the hill. I continued to tell people that there were evacuation orders and that we hadn't gotten them officially, but there were cops announcing mandatory evacuations. And it was one of the longest work days of my life. I think I worked until 2 a.m. And that night I didn't sleep. I got to a family friend's house. I slept next to my grandmother. She has dementia, so I had to keep reminding her where we are. And we were watching the news. And I remember seeing a reporter covering a house burning in my neighborhood, the home right behind my home. My soul just knew that I probably would never see my home again. The home I took my first steps in. The home I grew up in, the home I had my sweet 16 in, the home my parents built together when they immigrated to this country, the home I lost my dad in 4 years ago. Deep down inside, I knew that our home would be the next to go because of what I saw on TV, but I didn't really know it yet. And the call that would break me was coming the next morning. A colleague, a very close friend, would be the one to tell me that everything was gone.
Rising from the Ashes is produced by KNX News and Odyssey Podcasts. It is written and narrated by Natalie Tavidian. Special thanks to Lloyd Lockridge, Zach Clark, Jonathan Service, Sam Benson-Smith, Daniela DeRobio, Solana Espino, Jerry Reynoso, and the entire KNX News team. For more content from KNX News, go to knxnews.com and follow KNX News on Instagram and TikTok.